This is On the Ground Ipsy on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. And with me, as always, this week is the embedded reporter in Ypsilanti, Brianna Kelly from Concentrate Media. Good morning, Brianna.
We are talking about the new Ypsilanti Community High School tennis team, revived, I should say.
Right. And this is, we're specifically talking today about the girls varsity tennis for Ipsy Community Schools.
Yep.
Brought a positive difference maker with you today, who's been part of this community since the day she was born. Introduce the guest.
Taryn Reed. She is the marketing and communications coordinator for Ypsilanti Community Schools, and she's also the head coach of the varsity girls tennis team.
Let's talk about tennis for a minute. Before we get into the specifics of that, I know that you mentioned when we were chatting earlier that you've basically been playing tennis since you could pick up a racket, right?
Correct.
So what is the tennis community like in Ypsilanti? I don't know that people normally would think of Ypsilanti equals tennis.
Well, the tennis community, Ypsilanti, is largely populated on Ypsilanti Community Schools courts. We have 8 courts over there that are in pretty good condition. You can go there on any summer evening or weekend, and there's times that all 8 courts are occupied and people are waiting. So that's definitely one of the pluses.
Okay.
Those are courts that I grew up on playing, along with a few others in the area that are no longer.
Fix my misconceptions. If I don't know, I want you to tell me about it. Tell me. So, is this unusual for a community like this? I mean, I don't see tennis normally associated with any kind of an urban area, or to be, or with minority populations, or with lower on the scale economic populations. I think tennis is generally considered to be a rich man's sport,
correct,
in some ways. But which is odd, because all you need is a slab of concrete that's sort of maintained, a net, and a couple rackets and a ball. So it's not terribly expensive if the community supports it. So does the community of Ypsilanti support tennis?
Well, and you're right. Tennis is perceived as pretty much a white sport, or a sport that you have to be wealthy or have money to play. You do, to an extent, depending on how far you want to go, and with country clubs and tennis lessons, etc. But my parents gave us racquetball rackets at the age of 2, and they were avid tennis players, and they would be at Eastern playing. This is when the tennis courts were right on top of Bowen Fieldhouse parking lot, and then there was another set of courts that is where the new student center is, along with apartments. So kind of envision that before that construction.
Right.
But we grew up in an era where your parents put you out in the summer and like locked the door, and you had to figure out what you were going to do to play. And my sister was left-handed, and we would play tennis, and that's really how I got really good at a backhand, or we would hit up against the garage wall and drive my mother crazy.
So did you keep playing tennis all the way through high school, into college, or you've been doing it casually?
It was more like recreational. We played in like local tournaments. You spoke about African-Americans playing. There is definitely a huge African-American population in Ann Arbor that does play tennis. They are older. I would say 50s, 60s. But they exposed us to that game, and they exposed it through different fraternity events, like the Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. Ann Arbor chapter used to have an annual tennis tournament at Eastern, and then also at Ypsilanti public schools.
So it's part of the community. It's actually been ingrained here as an activity that's been passed along by one generation. That's really cool. I like finding out new things.
Yes.
So let's jump forward a little bit. You are at YCS.
Mm-hmm.
How does the notion come up? Hey, let's form a girls varsity tennis club team.
So I knew that they didn't have one before I started. Dr. Edmondson is a tennis player also. He played in high school. And I told him when I came on, I was like, listen, one of my goals is to have a girls tennis team and make them a powerhouse. And he was like, okay. And we got the new athletic director, and Ypsilanti Community Schools or high school had to have a certain amount of sports. I think it's 14, if I'm not mistaken. And so one of the sports that we added was women's tennis. We did have a men's tennis team. There was one girl who played on the tennis team last year. She did not play on the new tennis team this year because of MSHAA rules. But this year I went into the classrooms literally and recruited girls. I'm like, anybody want to learn how to play tennis? And I was shocked at the number of people that signed up originally. I think I had 32 on a list, and I don't know if they were just signing up because I was just standing there pressuring them, I definitely received a lot of help from certain teachers and administrators just, you know, saying this person's going to come in and talk to them. And I ended up with 16, and then we ended up with a final 8. And it definitely was a learning experience. I have an all-black tennis team.
Any experience in any of the girls?
No one had ever picked up a racket or played tennis. They knew who Venus and Serena Williams were.
But I was going to ask about that. You know, I think there are some popular cultural icons associated with tennis that aren't white men, mm-hmm. you know, but so did that help in a recruiting efforts at all? Or
so it didn't necessarily help in recruiting efforts.
Just familiarity with the game.
It allowed them. We watched a lot of videos of Serena, and then we watched the documentary because they're, although they didn't start that young, their backgrounds are very similar. Living in an urban community, you know, just the perception mm-hmm. of tennis. It's funny, you would see some of their friends come down and they would like make jokes as coming down the sidewalk. And I'm like, you need to focus on the court, you know what I mean? Not what someone else is saying. And I mean, we even had staff members, honestly, who were like, you know, oh, you should run track. No, not necessarily. I mean, because the perception is that black kids are going to play basketball, football, and run track versus experimenting with other sports like golf, lacrosse, tennis. You know, things that are outside of their box. Swimming is a big one. We have a huge swimming initiative in the district because there's no African-American kids right. don't swim. And there's several different reasons why they don't. But we do think that it's important to expose them.
Well, you got some good role models there, though, too, because they're spectacular tennis players, period. Not female tennis players, not black women tennis players. They're just great tennis players mm-hmm. that live incredible lives and are strong women that happen to be African-American on top of that.
Yes.
And so are you looking to that style of play, or, you know, what was your focus on? Because Serena and Venus have a very unique style of play. Mm-hmm. It's aggressive. It's incredibly athletic. It's kind of anti-tennis in many ways, but they've been really successful that way.
Right.
Nothing wrong with it. It's just different. They've kind of shook the world up a little bit in that regard. So when you're teaching these girls who are new to tennis, are you trying to start them with that in mind or just cover the basics?
Absolutely. So I come from that 1990s era okay. where, like, we do old school coaching. You yeah. know what I mean? I'm not the
coddler. Do you wear a headband?
No, I don't wear a headband.
No, so not
I just wear my hair
Agassi.
And pigtails when right, I compete, because right. I do compete in tennis. I'm cool. a USTA player, and last year I won the Ann Arbor Open.
So we're not joking single. Around here.
No,
you really
like,
know your stuff. Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Like I'm serious about my record. This year is a little different because I have so much going on with my son graduating. It's just like time. I'm like, But in general, as far as the team, yes. Like I basically said to them, if you have athletic ability, then we can teach you how to play tennis. And I really relied on Maurice Thompson, who's my assistant coach, to do the fundamentals. And, you know, my role was more of the structure, getting the girls. Also, just I'm one of those people who's very firm, but then I'm also that loving, like, okay, listen, you do what you're supposed to do, then we're all good. And a lot of times these kids need that structure. They may not be getting it at home, or, you know, there's just all kinds of issues. And you definitely have to be flexible with them because I have girls that are in Upward Bound, and that's mandatory, which is an Eastern Michigan mm-hmm. University program. I have girls that have to go home and watch their siblings mm-hmm. or, you know, there's just all of these nuances that I have to incorporate in our tennis program, which includes feeding them, which includes giving them rides. You know, this is the first year, so you don't really know what you're up against until it happens.
Right.
And so now next year, it's going to be a totally different program. There will be conditioning. There will be weightlifting. There will be a whole different mindset as far
as. So is this year just like about survival? Just
this year was about
there?
Survival. Right. Like this year was about literally, let's drop the ball, hit the ball. Let's mm-hmm. get the serve
right.
in. Let's figure out how to rally.
So take us through the year. How did the season go? How did the girls react? I mean, what was the team dynamic like?
So the team dynamic definitely had to gel and foster over the season. Again, I think that not all of the girls had ever played an organized sport. So when you're on a varsity sport,
yeah.
like there's a varsity expectation. And so, you know, we had those moments. And then just in being in an urban environment, you better be able to hold your own, period. And a lot of those coaches, a lot of times I would say, well, I know Brooks, who coaches basketball at IPSY, or, you know, I would name different coaches, do not tolerate this type of behavior. So I need you to be on time to practice. I need you to be appropriately dressed. You cannot wear jewelry. I mean, so it was just like constant reminders of things. Like right. Our last game, they came to the game not dressed. And I'm like, did you read my text last night? You know what I mean? Like, and it's usually, no, I didn't read
the
text.
Yeah, but it's just lack of familiarity. I mean, right. Some of these kids have been playing the same sport since they were 4 years old. Mm-hmm. That's a very different world than jumping into it as a high school sophomore, junior, senior.
Yes.
So do you feel like this first year was a success?
Yes,
I
do.
Did you achieve your overriding goals?
The goal was for them to experience high level of play, even though they may have lost. But this is what you need to reach, you know what I mean? And so a lot of times after the games, they would be down on themselves because they didn't win. But I'm like, again, you've been playing tennis for 3 months. And really, you can't even count it as 3 months because we started March 12th. It was cold outside. I mean, a lot of times we were practicing outside in frigid temperatures. And then these other girls that we're competing against at a Pioneer or at a Lincoln or these other schools, they've been playing since they were young. Right. You know what I mean? Like, so the fact that two of our girls won matches at the end of the season, and I mean, I have four girls that if they put the work in, they could clean up.
That's great.
And it's just really getting their mindset on the work ethic, the strategy, learning how to do ball placement because they're quick. You know what I mean? Like, they can get to a ball. And I think we shocked a lot of people. And a lot of the coaches were like, oh, I'm glad IPSY has a team. Well, good. Because, you know, we're going to be coming for you next year.
Well, and it's a new opportunity that didn't exist prior to this year. And that's important, is mm-hmm. providing as many opportunities as possible to try and, you know, these are kids. They need to see the world from as many angles as they can. And this is a new one, and that's good.
And I think we'll get more students to participate now that they see that there's actually a team. It had been about 10 years since we've had a girls' varsity team. And I actually know the former coach is now Dexter High School's coach. And he's a tennis pro. I play tennis with his wife. So, you know, I mean, like, their level of play is going to be different because, well, one, you got a tennis pro coaching you. Right. And then two, you know, you have someone who has that experience in coaching tennis. I mean, I was pretty much a basketball player growing up. And I played men's JV tennis for a short period of time in high school. So, and that's because back in the day, tennis season was switched. Girls' tennis season was in the fall during women's tennis, and that whole lawsuit came out about switching it.
So, what's the future for YCS tennis for you?
I mean, I plan on coaching next year with the help of Maurice. I've asked the girls if they were coming back. They absolutely said that they were. I think that they see the potential. Again, you see where they came from the first day. And I just, like, my eyes were wide, like that emoji, like, my goodness, I don't know what I've gotten myself into, to them accomplishing and competing and just, you know, learning the game. It's hard to learn the score of tennis. It's hard. I still don't even get it all the time. You know, a lot of times you have to be truly focused on making sure that the count is right. We talk about sportsmanship. We talk about etiquette. We were talking about different cultural things. I'm like, you can't be loud on a tennis court. You know what I mean? Like, right. You can have that moment, but, you know, it's not a basketball gym.
There's a decorum that's expected.
Right. Well, and we see it with Serena wore a cat suit to the French Open the other day. And I'm like, yay! You know what I mean? Like, kill it. But then she's not going to wear that to Wimbledon.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because there's just like this certain type of
white skirt.
Right.
Yeah, everybody got to wear the white skirt. Thank you so much for being here this morning. We've been chatting for quite a while here. We're running out of time. But I do want to say, ask Brianna, what struck you about this? I mean, What was your takeaway from working on this story? What did you see?
I just think it's really impressive that these freshman and sophomore girls were willing to try a new sport at a varsity level, and they've never played it before, and they're going against players who have probably been playing for at least several years. So to me, that's extremely brave, and that's why I thought this was important to highlight.
Well, good. And we can see your article, concentratemedia.com. Of course, it'll be linked over at WEMU.org. Can we talk about next week, or is that a secret again?
No, it's not a secret.
Okay, what's going on next
week? I'll be writing about the redevelopment of the East Michigan Ave and Ecorse Road corridors in Ipsy Township.
Thank you so much, Brianna. Thanks for being here this morning. Thanks for bringing a wonderful guest.
You're
and
welcome.
We
Thank
will
you.
Talk to you again next week as part of On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.